I'm Johnny Mack with your daily comedy news. Late Night was talking about the debate between John Fetterman and Dr. Oz, Trevor Noah. Dr. Oz said abortion rights should be decided by women and their doctors and local political leaders, which is pretty slick, right? Because he started that sentence like he was on the side of women. Then he snuck in the politicians at the end like a teenager buying condoms at the gas station. Stephen Colbert with a good joke that he tagged with a bad joke. The good joke. Oh, so close. No one should have to discuss healthcare with their local political leaders, especially if you live in one of those really small towns where the local mayor is a dog. All right, that's the good part. But then he tagged it with, making this decision was rough. All right, but I believe life begins at squirrel. He probably told it better. From TMZ, Chris Redd was attacked at the Comedy Cellar on Wednesday night around 9:40 p.m. According to TMZ, a man apparently wearing a security guard uniform ran up to Chris and clocked him in the face, bloodying his nose. There were cops in the area. They quickly responded to the scene, but the assailant had already run off. Bystanders said that drops of Red's blood were splattered on the stairs leading down to the club. Wow, hope Chris Red is okay. That's terrible. The Southern Poverty Law Center caught my attention with the headline, "Protesters Maced at Canceled Far-Right Comedy Event at Penn State." This was Monday night when Penn State canceled the event with Gavin McInnes, founder of the Proud Boys. One of the spectators told Hate Watch that the mood among 200 or so protesters on campus had been defiant but upbeat until the event was escalated in two ways by campus police. At one point, a protester said, a number of mounted police moved to a small area on one side of the venue in close proximity to one group of protesters. That started escalating things. People started yelling, F you, at the cops. The Observer says some of the cops started yelling, F you, back. Video of the event posted on social media appears to confirm that version of the story, with police entering into a contentious interaction with protesters. The Observer says that soon afterwards, police allowed Alex Stein, one of the scheduled speakers, to mingle with the crowd, provoking them, as he often does, to generate outrage content for his YouTube channel. The Observer said, very obviously, Stein was trying to get in people's faces to get content. Daryl Lamont Jenkins was on the scene reporting for the event for the independent anti-fascist news website Itavox. Said that Stein attempted to troll the crowd. He told Hate Watch, the mood changed when Alex Stein started provoking people. He shouldn't have been allowed to do that. The police weren't standing close enough to intervene had someone thrown a punch. But to the credit of the protesters, almost no one took the bait. Stein was visibly frustrated that people were not being more aggressive in their responses to him. Multiple videos posted on social media show a protester on the far right side, clad in body armor and facial protection. That person released pepper spray into the crowd. Shortly after that, Penn State canceled the event and issued a statement that appeared to blame student protesters for violence. If you don't listen every day and you're like, why the hell is Johnny Mack talking about this? This was billed as a comedy show. I'm reading from the Philadelphia Inquirer, October 13th. It was called the Stand Back and Stand By Comedy Hour. The event was hosted by Uncensored America, which is Penn State's chapter of a conservative student club. In a September pitch to request funding from student service fees, Uncensored America said the Comedy Hour would give students, quote, an opportunity to hear different political viewpoints in a funny and entertaining way. CenterDaily.com reports a Penn State student was charged Wednesday with three misdemeanors after university police alleged he ignored about 10 requests from four uniformed officers to leave the protest. A statement from Penn State said prior to the event taking place, law enforcement was not aware of any credible threats of violence related to the event. However, as evidenced by the large presence of law enforcement officials on site, including officers on horseback and in tactical gear, which were deployed based on the escalating violence, police planned for the worst case scenario and were prepared to cancel the event if the threat of violence intensified. Skipping ahead in the release, university police is aware that pepper spray was used in the crowd of protesters, but can confirm that at no time was pepper spray deployed by law enforcement. Wow. So just to recap so far on the podcast, abortion, a guy being attacked walking into a comedy club, and pepper spray being used at a comedy event. Changing gears from Cinema Blend, Dane Cook says Bill Burr's a hypocrite. Yes, that's a great clickbait headline, but stay for the end of the story, maybe. Dane's not the jerky face you might think he is right now, calling Bill Burr a hypocrite. Cinema Blend was talking to Dane Cook about his recent special. Dane said, Bill Burr and I did something back in Boston. We were there a few months ago, and it was so interesting because Bill broke so much later in his career. We started together, and he breaks in his career, and we're talking about how in like 91, Dane Cook, was talking incessantly about Star Wars one day, and he was like, I hate Star Wars. And I was like, what? He went at it, and he was like, he doesn't like sci-fi, he's not into it, and he trashed it. And then, you know, I'm with him a few months later, and I'm like, you're in The Mandalorian, you hypocrite. Dane was clearly just having fun and chop-busting with Bill Burr, and he said Bill Burr told Dane, I got it because Favreau knew that I didn't like Star Wars. I shared on the Instagram a picture of me in my Halloween costume. I went as New England Patriots coach Bill Belichick. I also shared a bunch of photos on the Facebook group, Daily Com News Podcast group. I got some compliments for the Belichick costume. I liked it. It was a sweatshirt, kept my hood up, and I had headphones on. Nice and easy. Now that I'm done with Halloween, I have a sweatshirt. That's why it was a great costume. Now, my buddy Glenn, he has a flight suit. Long story. He has a flight suit. So he went as Tom Cruise or Maverick or whatever you want to call it. His costume looked really cool. And I shared a picture of Glenn's costume on the Facebook group with Glenn standing under an American flag over at the Glenbrook Brewery, where you'll find us on Wednesdays where we play trivia. Hi, trivia guys. They have a podcast. It's called Best Men Trivia if you want to check them out and follow them on socials. Anyway, we finished in seventh. These trivia guys keep asking questions about movies, and we don't know movies. That is our weakness. Ask more history questions, will you? Let me cross-plug Palace Intrigue. That's the show about the royal family, and I'm the writer on it. And whew, there is always something to talk about. So I woke up on Thursday, and I saw Prince Harry has announced his new book. It's called Spare. It's out January 10th. I won't bog down on this here, but if you want to hear about Harry's book, Palace Intrigue, wherever you get your shows. Yesterday, I commented on the Smartless podcast, and they have a pretty shiny guest coming up on their November 2nd episode. That guest is President Joe Biden. Now, the episode has been released for their premium subscribers, and it's 11:55 on Thursday as I record this, and I have been scouring the internet trying to find a recap of the Smartless with Joe Biden podcast. I can't find a thing about it, so I don't know how many premium subscriptions they've sold, and the people who have the premium subscriptions are not internet bloggers, apparently. I'm surprised that the mainstream news media hasn't spent the $5 to recap this thing. But anyway, next week, we'll probably be talking about Smartless with Joe Biden. Speaking of premium podcasts, you can get this very podcast ad-free and early releases for just $5 a month. Go to Apple Podcasts. They'll put that option in front of you. You can do it for a whole year and get a discount on that. And you can do the first month free. So if you're like, boy, I'd like to hear Johnny Mac's show without commercials, well, $5 will get that done. And you can try it out for free. And if at the end of the month, you're like, I don't want to give Johnny Mac $5 minus Apple's cut. I'll deal with the commercials. That's fine. Just giving you the options. Now, tonight being Friday, after I'm done with video games, I'm hoping to catch up on comedy specials. I feel so guilty that I'm so far behind. But I also have to watch Andor, and I still have to finish, what is it called? The Ring, Lord of the Rings show. Sound like David Letterman here babbling. Rings of Power, that's what it's called. But there's yet another new special coming out. My queue is going to be so long. On November 2nd, Ari Shaffir will drop his next stand-up special. This one is entitled Jew. He's been trying to make it for a few years. A couple things sidetracked it. There was COVID. Did you hear about that? And Ari got into a social media kerfluffle after the death of Kobe Bryant. Let's not recap that today. You can Google Ari Shaffir Kobe and it'll come up. But Ari Shaffir Jew, November 2nd. Vulture reports a filmed version of Matt Rogers' Christmas comedy special, Have You Ever Heard of Christmas?, will be released on Showtime on December 2nd. In a statement, Rogers said, Ever since I was a young boy, I've wanted to be seasonally ubiquitous, so I'm thrilled to be finally joining the ranks of Christmas legends like Mariah Carey and Santa with this special, Matt Rogers, Have You Heard of Christmas?, and I look forward to sharing this vulnerable, intimate, and ultimately incredibly stupid night. Matt Rogers is best known for his podcast, Las Culturistas. From Deadline, they're rebooting the Bad News Bears. Hey, that sounds pretty cool. Walter Matthau and some kids. Who'd we have? We had Kelly, right? Kelly was the cool kid. And Ogilvy and Tanner Engelberg. And who can forget Tatum O'Neill? Do you remember her character's name? You don't. She was Amanda. Then there was that reboot. Who was that? Billy Bob Thornton? Nobody cares about that one. Anyway, CBS bringing it down. But this time, a down-on-her-luck divorced mom coaches a team of misfits in a cutthroat little league. Yeah. Andrew Schultz, he's got a good PR team because he got a release in Deadline. I'll read it to you. One of the biggest and most influential names in comedy today, the business-savvy Schultz, has been credited with helping to spur democratization in comedy. Basically, Deadline will print anything you write for them. That's my take. He's among those who have proven that comics looking to retain ownership of their material by self-releasing on platforms like YouTube can achieve equal or greater success, both financially and in terms of the building of an audience, in comparison to those who strike deals with streamers or networks. Is this news? This sounds very press releasey. Who wrote this? Schultz recently sold more than 150,000 tickets as part of his 10-month sold-out infamous tour, which he capped off by selling out the 6,000-seat Radio City Music Hall twice. His agent's getting it done, though. His next project, he's going to be in Kenya Barris's remake of White Men Can't Jump. Why are we remaking that? Like, why can't we just watch the original? Why are you remaking White Men Can't Jump? That's a bad idea. Don't make that. Stars Andrew Schultz. Then he will appear in Netflix's romantic comedy, You People. You People has a great cast. Eddie Murphy, Jonah Hill, and Julia Louis-Dreyfus. That's pretty good. Then he'll be part of MGM's sports comedy, Underdogs, with two G's. That's the football-themed one with Snoop Dogg. Not bad, Andrew Schultz agent. Getting it done. And from NorthJersey.com, for years, Vince Sicari led a double life. Sicari drove from his Bergen law office to comedy clubs, often ducking in a highway gas station bathrooms along the way to change out of his suit. He was a municipal judge in South Hackensack slash comedian. In 2013, the state Supreme Court ruled he couldn't still be a judge and a comedian. He picked comedy. First time he was on stage was in 1997. The MC asked his name, and he wanted to stay undercover, so he gave the name Vince August. The then Vince August said, "The last thing I want to do is let this get out. I thought, let me keep this under my hat for a while. It was super important to me. I felt like I needed to protect it." One night, he was playing Gotham Comedy Club. In the audience, a superior court judge recognized him. At that point, I knew it was out of the bag. I had to come clean. My dad was not impressed. He said, "You're a lawyer. What are you doing?" Well, it's worked out. In 2018, he became the regular warm-up comic for The Daily Show, and he opens for Trevor Noah on tour. That's pretty awesome. We ran into Vince August at some point at Sirius. I know we had, I think we had a meeting with him. My staff, we had this idea. We wanted to do a show called Racist Court. Okay, Racist Court. And we couldn't quite figure out how to do it without being too racist or racist at all. You shouldn't be any bit racist, Johnny Mac. And I don't even know how to explain to you what Racist Court would have been without hanging yourself. I do teach a college class, and when I have to dance around racist topics, I usually use the Martians as an example. And as you know, the Martians, they're not from around here, and they have green skin. That's why a lot of people don't like them. So an example of Racist Court would have been, I don't know, say there was a Green Day concert. And you were like, "Hey, should we invite Mike the Martian?" And then the discussion is, are you inviting Mike the Martian because Green Day has green in it? That kind of thing. But, you know, more racist. But we couldn't figure out how to do it because we don't want to be racist. We were just trying to have fun. And because we didn't want to be racist, Racist Court never came to be. And that's your comedy news for today. Tomorrow, it's going to sound like weekend filler, but it's not. I went out of my way to record a list of funniest Halloween movies. Is Adam Sandler's Hubie Halloween on it? You'll find out tomorrow. So it sounds like weekend filler, but I deliberately did that. Why? Sometimes I throw in an episode for SEO reasons, search engine optimization, and I figured this was a good opportunity. Somebody will be typing that in, get some new listeners. Johnny Mac is a capitalist. Sunday's a normal episode, and you can follow this show for free on Apple Podcasts or Spotify, and there's an audio-only version on YouTube, and other than that, see you tomorrow.